have that we're holding in the run, Alam Zainam and Aleph, Mesve. It lines up on the bottom.
Yeah.
So we did that piece of Gemara, we didn't do the rounds on it yet.
Right.
Mesve, is Lekurim B'Tkila B'Shabbos. Mash Lekurim Yemehim. They can't learn something which they have not, new topics which they have not learned before. El Sharnam Barishan. Which they can review. Im Korapam Rishonah L'Pnei Shabbos, Shabbos Tzor B'Shabbos. If they read it at least one time before Shabbos, then they can review it on Shabbos. Al Pei Sheikh Chazor Rishonah, even though it's only the first Rishonah. Okay. Bishav the Mandamar Shtar Pisa Tomim, Hanu Dein Korah B'Tchila B'Shabbos. To understand why they can't be Korah B'Tchila B'Shabbos, Vishayikar Askar Eina El Al Akriya Rishonah Shetircha Merubah. So the process of teaching this the first time is difficult. Shemhachi and Karim B'Tchila B'Shabbos, Diskar Shabbos also. So you understand that the issue over here is Diskar Shabbos, and which the price is not explicit what the problem is, but we'll suggest that the issue is Diskar Shabbos, and that applies to the first lesson of this topic. Is the problem is you get paid for that, so there's Diskar Shabbos. Whereas the subsequent Al Shana Barishan Mishum the Chazara Lo Shakli Agra, they don't get paid for the Chazara. El Mandamar the Skar Shimer Amai in Karin. What's the difference between the first time and the second time? From Amai Ikabein Pam Rishon Lo Shniya Hari Skar Ena Ela Ala Shimer Kechad Ika Shimer B'Tchila Hachinam Ika Shimer Kesheshayna. There's no difference between the Shimer the first time around and the second time around. So, what's the difference between the first and the second?
Well, why don't I just say, like, you know, according to the Habamina, is to say, like, look, you can teach whatever you want, just you can't get paid.
That's possible. The problem is, we have this din over here, the first time, no, second time, yes. We're trying to understand the logic behind that. Some more says, according to the Mandamar, holds Skar Pisa Tumming, I understand the logic. Some of the case where the person wants to get paid, and then she was there for the first time is also the second time is Mutter. Whereas, according to the Mandamar, which says Skar Shimer, the more says, I don't see the difference between one and two. You're right, we're going to come and approach it from a totally different angle, but as of where right now, the only difference between the first and second time we could think of would be an issue of schar, according to Maman Dhammer. That's what Morris is saying.
If the schar was the major issue, then why not just put it in terms of, you can't take schar. You can teach whatever you want.
Well, meanwhile, the Mora is clarifying for me that how we understand the Bryce says it's different. The Mora says, okay, if you hold Skar piece of Tomim, this Bryce makes a lot of sense, because here is where the Bryce is clarifying for me in a roundabout way how we divide up the payments, how we look at the payments. We look at the payments, Beaker is for the first time around. That's not something which is necessarily obvious to us. We had another place where that was clarified. So I understand the point of the Bryce. So the Bryce is saying, we're coming in over here assuming that there's going to be Skar Shimer, and we're pointing out that even so, the second time is Mutter, because that's not what you're getting paid for. We don't look at it like that. Samora says, the point of the Braisa is the first time is also, the second time is Mutter. That's something which I would not necessarily have realized myself, how we divide up the payments. The Braisa is saying this is how we look at it. So Morris is back. One second, stop. Whatever way you learn, the case over here was normally you get paid by Havlah. Shavli Eskar Yom HaShabbos B'chal Eskar Shar Yomim. He's paid for Shabbos in the context of a period of time. Because we have a Bryce that says a person hires a worker to be Sharmer the Tinuk, Lishmer the Tinuk. So what's that about? What do you mean Sharmer the Tinuk for? So this is Shahi Megalin Tinoikis Bechatseris Habanuyas Alagabi Hasela in the Kebra Hatahim. So they needed children to be perfectly tore, available to help in the process of preparing the paraduma, getting the water which was used to put the ash in to sprinkle on people. And they required perfectly tore people. So adults, we always have a concern that maybe the individual has had some type of something come out of his body, karik, zob, etc. By tinnik, we're not worried about that. Tinnik meaning a child, a young child, not a baby. But then there's a concern maybe that in some way the person has become tameh through touch, etc., or not even be aware. Maybe he walked over a cavern which is on the ground, which would be the time when the person walks above it. So they built in that situation. If there's an opening underneath the ground, under the ground that you're standing in, there's a cave with an outlet somewhere else, then the tumah does not come up from the under the ground where the kever is to the where the person's walking on top. Because instead we say it opens into the cave and goes out the opening of the cave somewhere. So they built homes, or chateris, agabi asela, which means they put it on this large slab of rock with an airspace underneath it. And that would block kever, so you can't bury in the cella. So any burial would have to take place beneath that. And beneath that you have this the gap of the airspace between that and the cella to prevent any issue of kever tahar. If there's any kever which is very deep, that it wouldn't affect them. They would use these children to draw the water from the mayan to then put the efer pora into the water. So they had people who had to watch these children that they shouldn't wander off outside of these chaseris. So that's out of the designated area. Or lishmer apora, to be sherman the paraduma. Or lishmer zeroyim, or you're paying a poil to be sherman the zeroyim. The Seraph Armor, so this is talking about a different issue, talking about using this for the carbon armor. They would be Sharma the Zroyim to use for the purpose of the carbon armor. Okay, so all these cases, you can't pay them for Shabbos, and therefore something happens, they're only a Sharma Chinam. But if they're paid, for the week, or schir shvua, so then it goes to or schir chodesh, or schir shana, or schir shvua. Shvua over here doesn't mean a week; it means a shmita. Achas are paid by a whole shmita period. So not only shar Shabbos, kimish lehiskiru beferish al shevliyoy bechlal. Shar Hayamin. So Havloah makes it mutter if it's absorbed in together with payment for the weekdays. Since they're getting paid, they're Shar Masachar. Yelkim and the Habi Shar Masachar, Im Abdu B'Shabbos Chai Bechir Yusuf. So what do you see? You see that Havloah is mutter. So if normally the Malamdim were paid by Havloah, it wouldn't make sense. There's no problem with Shar Shabbos, so you can teach them the first time around also. So the price is to just say unequivocally, you can't teach the first time. Now we're saying it depends on this issue of schar Shabbos, which normally that's not how he was paid. It's not logical. That's what the price is saying. Okay. The price is not the issue of the mercy. The issue of the price is not such as our Shabbos, because that we have this solution of getting paid by Havloah, and so it's not logical that the price is just assuming automatically that that's not the case how you paid, and therefore it should be problematic. Okay. More answers. Ella Shabbos can be Shabbos Hanotime, but Shabbos is a different issue. And once we explain that issue, to answer this question we just asked in regards to the piece of Tumim, it will also answer the question in regards to the Schar Shemer. Teaching new subjects takes a lot of time and focus, etc. So we want the fathers to spend time playing with their children, and the fathers will be uncomfortable doing that if they think that they're only taking the children away from the studies, which take a lot of focus. Whereas just Chazorah, it goes much quickly. We're not going to diminish the time for the parents to play with the children on Shabbos. You boys say it. Mishum the Shabbat to Ochlin Mishosin Miyakar Lein Alma. People eat more on Shabbos; they feel a bit heavy. And teaching a new topic is not a good idea. If you want an old topic, it's much more effective. The person changes their regular eating habits. That's the first stage of getting chalim mehayim. So therefore, the Brash is just discussing a totally different issue. Teaching a new subject is not appropriate because the person is not able to focus that well for new subjects. Okay. Let's see the run until here. The if note, first narrow line on the run of the base. The if note of wood, the Ruka, the mitzvah of the Shabbat, Shabbos, Hatinoik is part of the mitzvah Shabbos. During the week they're busy. Shabbos they focus. They turn to focus on Shabbos. And mishtashin imat tinoikis. They play with the children. Vimikru at tinoikis the chatkila. If they're teaching new subjects, yechayshel levitulim. The parents will be uncomfortable and be concerned about lest they are mevat to their children from learning. They're not going to do this. Or v'yakarlin almo. It's the world is heavy on the children, literally. Because they've eaten more than they usually eat. They feel heavy. They can't learn new topics. Which needs a lot of focus. Okay. So the Gemara. Well, the man d'omer is schar pisuk tamim. In my time, I loy omer is schar shimer. If he explains that the reason why you're allowed to get paid is for pisuk tamim, why didn't he say that the reason you're allowed to get paid is because of shimer? Now, we know that you're allowed to get paid for mikra because the Mishnah says so. It says the case of Mutter Hanoa, you can't teach a mikra for free because he's benefiting him the cost of teaching. But he can teach the bottom and benois of mikra, and then he can teach him medrash halacha lagodis. So he can't teach mikra, and that's the worst question: why is mikra different? Because you're allowed to get paid, and the worst is why you're allowed to get paid, either because of a piece of tamim or because of schar shimer. So we know that you're allowed to get paid, and the source of that is our mishnah. So why do you understand this way? Kesover, now the Ran said there's two Gersos in the Gemara. This is the second Gerso the Ran brings. The Gerso we have in the Gemara is the second Gerso the Ran brings. Kesover, bonus, me, Kabay, and Shimer. The Shimer over here is that the child should not run out, etc. Girls do not seem to do that. As much as boys do, so there's no need for shimer by the bonus. It's the more same. So it comes out that he would be teaching the case of Mutter Hanor with a female child. It would not be a problem not to get paid because there's no Schar Shimer. And the Mishnah seems to not differentiate between the male and female. The Iran actually has the first gear, so what she prefers is that the question is Gadol Miboy Shimer. So the more said before that when the child reaches a certain age, you can't pay for his kashimer, but piece of tumim you could pay for. And the since the mission does not differentiate, we're talking about any age. So apparently, piece of tumim makes much more sense. Lamadam is kashimer. My time early omer is schar piece of tumim. Ksaver piece of tumim is the raisahu. He holds a piece of tumim is the raisa, therefore you can't charge for it. The whole head to the charge for it because it wasn't the raisa. But if he holds the raisa, you can't charge for that. So we're discussing paying for something, it must be they're paying for schar shimer. Okay, where do I see that it's the raisa? The Omer Rabbi Ika bar Ovid, Omer Rab Chananel, Omer Rav. Might see much on the Pasuk. Vayikaru b'sefer terasu alakim, for rosh b'soim seichel vayavino b'mikra. So the pasuk describes that they Klal Yisrael gets together and Nechemiah learns the Torah with them. So they read the Sefer Torah Mefarosh B'Soim Seichel B'Yavino B'Mikra. So Zok the Gemara, what does this pasuk mean? Vayikaru b'sefer Torah Selakim is that Mikra. So they learned Mikra. Mefarosh Zeh Targum. They learned with in a clear way, means they studied the Targum as well. B'Soim Seichel, he placed it in an intelligent way. Elop Sukim. Okay, so he made clear to them where they end the psukim. Maybe in America is that pisuk tamim. V'amr lo elo hamaseris. So, what is the what are maseris? We'll see in a second. But you see over here that they had already a masara, a pisuk tamim. So the more understands that to mean that pisuk tamim was part of the Torah Shalakim of Farosh, that this is all part of Torah Shalakim. What are Masaras? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, Bitra Seifrim, Mekayim Malak Sivan, Mekayim Malak Sivan, Halakha Lamashi Misinai. Okay, so these things, the Masaras, examples of that, are referred to as Mikra Seifrim. So how to read the words. Eat Seifrim, which we'll see that there are words which we have Lach Moshe Sinai, that even though there's they give an extra clarity to what the Pshat is, even though theoretically they could be done without, that's part of the Masoras Moshe Sinai, that they have to be there for this extra clarity. Okay.
So if you say the Masoros, so is that like going according to like Rabbi Yochanan? Is this in the essence of Machlokes?
The law was most lots of Amri law. Some say I'm not sure that they're arguing, but you're right. The Chara that Rabbi Yochanan would have to go with that approach, and it's not clear in the Brisa that the Rav is saying the two sides disagree, but Rabbi Yochanan would learn like that. Okay, so. Now the more is going to go through these, what some of them are. So Mikra Seifrim is Eretz Shemayim Mitzrayim, and the Bach puts in that there's Eretz Oretz Shemayim Shemoyim Mitzrayim Mitzroyim. Sometimes we pronounce it different ways. So that's part of the Mikra cipher. We give given them, sir, how to read it.
I thought one is at the end of a sentence. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but where'd that come from? That's exactly what we're saying. Right. So Iter Seferim is literally that there's an adornment of the Seferim. Now, the Rambam points out it wasn't the Seferim which made these decisions, because it's saying the local Moshe. And I was saying that the same way when a person would write a book, he would sometimes use a little more flowery language to make it clear and make it obvious. So the Torah does that as well. Okay, so one example is Achar Tavaru, Achar Telech, Achar Teosef. Now, all of them, the word Achar is we're saying do A and B. So do A and then B is a little bit clearer than saying do A and B. But it's be obvious, it would have been theoretically understandable. When I say do A and B, I don't mean then do them simultaneously, I mean do A and then B. So I add the word Achar to make it more clear. So the Torah does that as well. Kid Musarim Achar Nognim Sikaskok Kar Rekel. And the Rambam not to use the chaf over there is extra for clarity, and we'll see what the extra point is. And the more it goes through the Korean Lakarian and Luxiba and the Luxiba and Lakarian. I guess I can read them. Kayim Luxiban. Now the Gro over here. Where is it? There it is. He adds four more. Okay. So that the Gro adds four more. So we have a kriya without a ksiv. There's no word there, and we're reading an extra word. Paras de belechtoi. The word paras in the pasuk about lechtoi. Ish, the kasha ish al ish b'dvar ha'elokim. The word boyim de v'nivnaso. Law de Plato. S the Hugad Elida Gurin Elida Sarim Hayan Karyam Luxikas. That's the case where we read a word which is not there. The Kasim Lakarion, where's the opposite? We have a word which we don't read. No the Yislach, Zoista Mitzvah, Yidrat Agarech, Chamesh the Pasnegev, Im the Chi Goyel, Halon Kasim Lakarion. Okay, let's see the run. Golomi boy Sheber. Bikamiya, does the Golomi Sheber? Kaki Agirsa mixes Nuskos, the Bossy Shopper, makes sense. Loki Kamer, Stoma of the Mestizan Katani. William Deno Mikra, the Bishop says he can't teach the Mikra, the Begodal he. Pasha, the case of Mishatoma, the case of Begodal. Mishatoni say, Fabul Malamed is Bonov. The mission says, but he could teach the children. The mind of Shinon Liel, because we're mixed up Shinon the Kiki. Alvare begolam a sukma, begolam he boy Shimer. So the reason why he didn't learn that, because he didn't want to make the mission doifik. And like the Morris said before, that loyim that on mikra bekatan imhar you got him alam the loyal of on a mikra. So like we added in that shot we said before, so the madam doesn't learn like that, didn't want to learn like that, so that's why he learns the way he did, that the issue is pisuk tami, which applies to the gadol as well. We can also see the garsi benois mika boy shimer. Some gears have a gears of girls. Looking for radical hecha the tonin tana hamudra hanami chaveroi ben ish ben isha mashma applies to male and female. Well, hechi posik the tana. If so, how can the Mishnah just say unequivocally lo yalam dana, we can't teach? Mikra, the Hidah Mukum is Lava Katan, will accept, like you're saying, it's referring to if the mutter was a Katan. The ten of Bonim, Katanim, the boy Shimer, understand by boys, they need Shimer, but Bonis, I feel like that is Loy Boy Shimer, Shane Darkan, Lotz, the Chut, they don't go out. So why can't he teach? It means he can't charge money, so doing it for free is not a taiva. So he should be able to teach her. So if he's done with the rice, we also lead to alimud amaskar. They keep in the rice, and you know, have a look. Chukum mishpatim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach the chukum mishpatim for free. Then included in that is pisuk tamim. Mefarish zeh targum. The mefarish lay lemikra. It's called mefar rosh because it explains the pasuk. Mesayim seichu el apsukim. The kudos of apsikas bein pasuk lepasuk. The point reminders for the interrupted psukim, the karlu sam seichel shayideim other mevin hamikra. Through them, a person it places an intelligence over here. Ki tenuas atomim kaper kamen chigiga nafka minah the psukim atomim. Chamasaris mashanim sub masara. Fine. Some Rabbi Yitzchak Mikra Seifrim Hakriyah Shemasalom Rabbi Yishanim Shenikra Seifrim Vita Seifrim Tevas Yisera Shenitavu Liyapas Aloshin Mikros Ita Fishahin Ma'atrin Is Aloshin. So they beautify the language. Kairimel Ksivan Tevas Hanikros Belon Yitavus, words which are read without being written. Simul Karyan Yitavus Veda Nikros, or vice versa, which we have Sukim, words which are written but we don't read them. Halacha Moshe Sinai, Kiva Moshe Sinai, Umosa Yisra. It's part of Halacha Moshe Sinai. Nikra Sarfim Eretz Oritz, Shekesh Yesh Bas Nachta, Nikra Oritz Bekomatz. When it's added in Asnachta or end of a Pasuk, so you read it with the Komatz, so that was given the Moshe Sinai. Shemayim and Mitzrayim. I said the issue was the Kamatz. Shalvish Ainsh Behem Aleph Nikroim Kilo Hoyasa Behem. Okay. I'm not sure exactly. Sure. Okay.
When you say halacha Moshe Sinai,
some of them explain.
Really mean that by the, you know, some of these are seem to appear only by the Nevi'im.
Right. So the I think the pshat is, well, these two for sure are halacha Moshe Sinai. I'd say the other ones are given over. Either it means that the right to write Tanakh like that is halacha Moshe Sinai, or we deal with it at their level, the equivalent of being halacha Moshe Sinai. One or the other, I'm not sure which one. It is from Akar Tavaru, Akar Telechu, Akar Teosef, Kid Masar Machan Dragdim, Kolhani, Akar, Mutoran Hand. The word Akar is extra. Ben El Litiveris Aloshin. It's just to make it more clear. The Habil the Mitzvah, Sadu Libchem, Vitavaru. So he could tell the Malach, eat something and go. We don't understand what that means. Achar Tavaru just makes it more clear. Before the Sarim, what the Nagnim? He said that one wrong. Okay. So the point we're saying is the Torah, even the Torah can write it in a more concise way, the Torah will write it sometimes in a more expressive way to be more clear. Okay. How about the mitzvah? Tikoscha har rekel. Kiddushim mishmatecha tarim rabba. So that you're just like you're saying mishmatecha are tarim rabba. Now the mishmatecha are not really tarim rabba. They're like a tarim rabba. The rest of the mishpatim are like this deep depth that we don't understand. We understand that the phrase mishmatecha tarim rabba means that there's depth to the. To the Baruch Shem Nishpatim, so the Baruch Shem Tzedek is this great mountain. We understand what it means, a great mountain. It means so the Chof is not necessary. The Baruch Shem Tzedek applies even to them. Okay, fine. With Dibre Murray Reisi, the teeth eater suffer mahino shakosim tam mafsik bachar. That the word achar has a mafsik on it. Kehechad lishtama achar telech achar tabaru. Dachokain teosef kal mosar machak nagdim. So that you could read the pasuk. That you should, let's say, sadu libchem achar tavaru. You should eat after you leave. That's not what it means. It means sadu libchem and then achar tavaru. So we're given a type of a trap to make it clear that the order of what it's saying. Sadu libchem, then achar tavaru. So we need to put a trap under the word achar to make it clear what it is. And that's Itur Sefer. So then we're not saying the word achar is extra. It's necessary for whatever reason, but it needs to be clear what the order is. So we have an Itur Seferim, that trap. And now how's it applied to the Tikoscha Karekel that the Ron's going to explain? But let's leave that for tomorrow. We'll pick that up.